are you ready?
On the way.
Okay, Kathy, you're yes. here and ready. Okay, I think we're going to call the meeting back to order. Couple of things, we're going to, you know, do things a little bit differently. Hubert had a comment about the last comment that we had. I've forgotten what the comment was.
About the outcomes of the employee.
The paragraph about the
employer seminar.
Oh, yes, the employer. Seminar. And Hubert had a comment about Connie Daly. So, Hubert?
Well, just that Connie Daly had a phone survey done with the people who had been at last November, I think it was, the employment seminar.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for results, might check with her and see what results she got.
I think that's, you know, very good thing to know. And secondly, before we get back to Pearl's evaluation here, I've heard that some people are going to have to leave at noon or, you know, need to go away. So I'm going to move up public comments so that people in the audience can have a chance to ask questions, make comments. So then the idea is this. If you have a comment to make, tell me your name, and then we'll all recognize you to give a comment if you'd like. Okay, they're going to make it real easy on us. I guess they're no...
Shirley.
Yes.
Okay, Shirley.
Yes, my name is Shirley Schmidt, and I'm from Columbus. And first of all, I'm the contact person for the VIPS. As you know, we are struggling. We have no idea what... We have no leadership. We have no direction to go at all on this. And we don't know what to do. For myself, I've decided, and our group has decided, that we're going to meet every quarter and take on advocacy type of work because we do have a problem in our city, Columbus, with sidewalks, etc. And we've included the disabled with this. So we're just kind of doing our own thing, and I wondered what y'all thought about that.
Well, I personally, I think that any time that, you know, when blind people have troubles in their city and stuff, and they start being an advocate for themselves, I think that's an absolute wonderful thing to do. And I know those kinds of items can really be hard. I mean, to get something accomplished, getting the city council or whatever to listen to you. But I like the idea of people taking, as one of the people on the survey said, responsibility for themselves and doing things and banding together. And if you need to do it with other rehabilitation people, I think that's very excellent. I'm not sure if you're asking what we as the board can do.
Well,
no, just yourself. I think that's an excellent thing. I'm really proud of you guys. That makes me very, very happy that, you know, that blind people in particular are taking responsibility for things and making it better for other blind people. I really think that's part of what the commission is about too, you know, obviously to rehabilitate people, but the second thing is to make life better for blind people and in whatever way, and looking beyond your own personal needs. I mean, those obviously are there too, but what other people in the community might need. Well, any other comments?
Yes, I wanted to continue. First of all, I want to thank the board and the commission for an excellent job for helping us here in our local area. We are now working. I'm working. I'm going to be 80, and I have a job. And
wow. Okay, that is incredible. Yay. You do not sound 80 to me.
Well,
you don't sound 60 to me.
Anyway, Apogee has employed us, and through the commission, we were able to go to work and using JAWS. We've had to learn the system, and I've been there 4 months, and I have learned the system, still got more to learn, but am able to do the job, and as far as I know, the management's very happy with all of us. There's 11 of us now that are employed, and as far as I know, talking to the others, and I think some were here and have left, that they are as well. They're very pleased to have a job. And we could not do this without y'all. And I just want to thank you very much for that. As well as I want to thank you all for the... I was a student. I've had John and Glenn as my counselor. They have done excellent work. They have just, you know, bent over backwards for us. And I would not be where I'm at today and have the confidence that I have today to get out to the public and make other people try to do their job, like the council, city council. Mm-hmm. And you know, but our VIPS program is, as far as I'm concerned, it's gone because there is no state leadership at all. And I'm very disappointed in that. But I still can't let it go because it was good, and we feel as though that if we can take on this advocacy type of work, mm-hmm. and that's what I intend to do.
I knew that Howard Simons had stepped down, but didn't somebody take his place?
Yes, Dave Johnson is... But he's very ill and really isn't able to do much. And, you know, so at this point in time, I don't see anything happening. But I don't know how other cities or places are doing, but this is what Columbus is doing. Okay. Thank you again.
This is Daryl Waller. I just want to thank the people who took the time to come to our meeting. We always debate, should we go to Omaha, Lincoln, Jim really wanted us to branch out and insisted on this, and I couldn't decide is it justifiable. You know, we spend the night in a hotel, and this validates Jim's point that when we go to different places within the state, we get people. I think sometimes in Omaha and Lincoln, they kind of know about services, so they don't really come to
show up
meetings as much. And to have you here is, we thank you so much.
Yes, I was very pleased to see as many people that came, and from a couple of staff people from the area. That's excellent, too. We really do appreciate you guys coming out and, you know, making comments like that. We're, you know, everybody likes a little pat on the back, and I think the commission deserves that too. I really, you know, think we are changing lives, and I admire you for trying to hold things together and continue on with your VIPS, and I admire you for branching out for advocacy and getting things handled here in Columbus. Those are all hard things, and they don't come as fast as we want them to, but they're important things to do. So thank you for coming, Shirley. Does anybody else have comments?
This is Pearl. I spoke with Rita and Penny in the hallway at break. They were on their way out, and they just wanted to say they appreciated the board coming to Columbus, and we're sorry they couldn't stay, but, you know.
Yeah.
So they just were very appreciative, I think, that you came here.
Well, that's,
we have other members here from Columbus as well. I think it's Marv and Seth Nelson and I think Sunny. Are you here?
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know, is anybody else here from Columbus?
No. There was another person, but she had her back was hurting her.
Okay. Pardon, yeah. I missed that last comment.
Oh, this is Glenn. One of our clients had shown up, but her back started hurting, so she left.
Oh, that's too bad. And I probably was rude to a person, Gwen.
Yeah.
Is she still here? Did you have more that you'd like to say?
No.
No? Okay. We appreciate all your comments, too, whether you have questions or comments or complaints. We really do appreciate it because it makes us do a better job. Is there any other comments from the public?
Well, I'd like to thank Glenn for always done for me.
Could you give us your name?
Marv Nelson.
Okay.
He and John They've done a great job, as far as I'm concerned. I know it's my, I'm 85, so I'm a long ways down the trail. And I probably haven't cooperated and done as much as I should have. But they have been patient, and I really thank them for that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm sure Glenn and John appreciate those comments, too. So.
There are a couple of us clients from Norfolk.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
You're from Norfolk, that's right.
Sure. Would you like to make any other comments?
Maybe you could do this in Norfolk sometime.
Yeah, we will.
We were there. I'm not sure. The staff or the board that is here with us today weren't totally there, but I was one of the members that was part of that group that went to Norfolk. So
was it August the year before last?
Right.
Yeah, I think 2007. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean we can't go back.
Right.
No, and it doesn't. Certainly doesn't.
We
mean that we can't
go again.
Yeah, exactly. We're always looking for.
We can go again in May.
As a matter of fact, in August we'll be going to Scott's Bluff. So, you know, we do the whole thing. Okay, if there aren't other comments, since we're so woefully behind, you know, I'm really honestly thinking that, of course, I'm not going to be on the board for the next time you do the evaluation, but I think mm-hmm. it might be nice to schedule for 2 hours instead of one, because that's in actuality what's probably going to happen.
May I make a suggestion?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Another option would be schedule it for the 1 hour, do kind of broad strokes of these are some of the main findings, and give your assessment, because we haven't even gotten to the piece where you folks weigh in on,
yeah.
on whether
right.
you decide you want me to stay around another year or not. so whether you've got a pink slip in the bag there for me, or but I think the general discussion could be more, like I said, broad strokes, and then
okay,
you know, so you wouldn't necessarily in the public meeting need to go through every comment and every point.
This is true. It probably, you're absolutely right. That's something for you folks to consider for next year.
Would you like me just to highlight these
okay,
positive
yeah,
comments?
Yeah, right now, Daryl is pretty much just going to read through a bunch of
nice
positive, yeah, nice things that were said, and
That'll be good.
Okay. Refreshing, right?
All right. What is the best feature about working for NCBVI? Being part of a team that offers skill training and helps consumers to be independent. Clients and coworkers. First of all, kudos to this survey. It is
Yay.
Very well done. I like the fact that I learn something new each day. And NCBVI encourages its staff to keep learning and support staff whenever and wherever feasible.
You see, Pearl, staff does say nice things, too.
I'm glad to hear that.
The idea that they have flexibility and options, sir, you know, they feel like they make a difference. A supervisor who actually treats me as an adult and trusts me to do my job. Helping to change and empower the lives of clients, watching them grow, mature, become participate in society, my job duties, serving clients. NCBVI offers staff a lot of opportunities to learn new things. Overall, environment, Pearl has created, oh, here we go, I gotta read this one because it's very good. Overall, the environment that Pearl has created is great. Not many places, be they private or public, invite the participation and suggestions that Pearl does. And that isn't easy with 51 different personalities. And I think that's very well
said. An excellent statement.
Seeing how the impact of the training program has positive outcomes and changes for people. working with people, a creative team, strong belief in blindness and client choice, a good team of coworkers, people who work at NCBVI care about their work, their clients, and their coworkers. I enjoy working in such a positive and productive environment. Next, and that's the questions on that one.
No, it's the first Saturday.
It's the first Saturday of the month.
Okay. I'll stop.
Don't freak out, Julie.
It's all right. I'm starting to get a little worried.
I've already ducked under the table. I'm going to tell you.
No, first Saturday.
The first.
Is that right, Columbus people? Yes. Thank you.
Oh, good. They do that in Omaha, too, only at 10 a.m.
They're supposed to do it during the week, but they do it on Saturday.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Have we gone through all of the comments?
No, there's still...
Okay, why don't we read through those?
I'll just read through, yeah. Here we go. Sometimes this thing just jumps and all these things are... Okay, here we go. I believe that the feedback I provided today is valued and appreciated. Strongly agree. Okay.
That was just the last question there.
Okay.
And that's it?
Something.
I'll get the comments, yeah.
I thought there was something.
There's some other comments too, I thought.
Yeah, I just missed some. Okay. Oh, here we go. There's just a couple more comments here.
Okay.
The Board of Commissioners extends our... Okay. That's not
you read through them all, Darrell.
Is that it?
I've printed a copy off.
Okay, good.
All right. So okay. We've gone back through that now. Darrell, if you can go back to the very beginning of the...
Sure.
And I've done averages on the questions, and Darrell is going to... read the question, and then I'm going to tell you the averages.
Okay, so all I got to do is just read the question. I don't have to say the percent.
No, don't need to do that because we're just, I think those, you know, what we're concerned about is the averages there, and then I'm going to give each of the commissioners a little time to say what they want to say, and then we're going to decide on the rest of it. Okay.
I just want to thank the commission too for years ago getting me set up with my packmate and the training, because this was wonderful in order to go through this survey. So without it, I couldn't do this. Okay. Number one. Okay. The executive director believes that it is respectable to be blind.
And we have an average on that one of 4.8, so that is, since I don't believe that anybody's perfect, I think that's an excellent score. I mean,
Amen. It
can't get much better than that. Okay, number two.
Okay. The executive director listens to concerns from staff.
And I have a 3.8, and 3 is satisfactory, so... We're pushing 4 real close, which is above average.
Okay. So you feel to keep it at 3.8? Okay.
Yeah.
I would give it a 4, but
I would too. But these are, you know, I think we'll go through the. I don't know that we need to change any of these averages. Just think these are the averages the staff is giving per. And then, you know, we'll make our comments after that.
All right. The executive, the executive director responds to concerns from staff.
We have a 3.6, which is still above average. Okay.
Number 4, the executive director listens to concerns from consumers.
And I have a 4.6 on that. That's an excellent score also.
Number 5, the executive director responds to concerns. Did I read that? No. Mm-hmm. The executive director responds to concerns from consumers.
4.5. Anything to me that's 4 or above is excellent.
Number 6, the executive director identifies priorities.
3.8. You know, we add those, you know, those wondering about the priorities and stuff, but she still scores real close to that four level.
Number seven, the executive director ensures that identified priorities become completed tasks.
And this one is a 3.8, and that was one that, you know, that I, you know, made mention on, that there were some people that thought needed improvement, but overall she's still getting a 3.8, which is real close to that four level again.
Number eight, the executive director negotiates creatively to hire quality staff.
And I have a 3.8, another one that's real close, but there were, you know, there was one or two people that thought needs improvement on that, but overall the score is all good. Okay.
The executive director negotiates creatively to fund exemplary service delivery.
And I have a 4.0 on that one, and there were, you know, like I said, there was one question on needs improvement on that, but still overall, she's averages out of above average score. So, and the last one?
Excuse me. Number 10. The executive director delivers progressive steps towards true equality for blind Nebraskans.
And I have a 4.2 on that one. So, and those are the only ones we're going to do, is because those are the top 10 questions that are pertaining directly to Pearl. So, now I want comments from the board members. Carol, would you like to start with any comments you have, or would you rather I start at the other end?
I'm giving her some
deference because she is our newest board member, and this is her first experience with this and so forth. So
you can start with me.
Okay.
I guess the meetings I've been to, and with all the information I've been given, Pearl, I think you're doing a very good job. I am quite pleased. But other than that, I really don't have any complaints, or any, you know, tips for improvement or anything.
Thank you.
You got a stamp of approval from me.
Thank you.
Jim?
I'm trying to figure out how to phrase what I want to phrase. Going back several years when Nyman was the director, and you can't really compare Pearl to Nyman, but I think the environment's better than what it has been within the agency. I think it's more, I mean, it's more open, if you will. There's room for discussion, dialogue, negotiations, what have you. I agree with Carol. I think you're doing a fine job, and there's no reason to see you replaced.
Thank you.
Okay, and the comments I'm going to make pertain to Kathy also. I'm always really pleased. Anytime I have questions, need clarification, any kind of help whatsoever, I get it from Pearl, I get it from Kathy. If it pertains to other things, I get comments from, you know, Bob or Carlos. You know, Fatosh gives me information to, you know, about the clients, the evaluations, the comments that consumers that have been through the center. All these things are excellent, and just as Jim, I think there's this openness, feeling that, you know, people can communicate. It bothers me a little bit that some people, you know, might, that are staff, have, think there are communication, but if you look at the averages on these, and these are strictly from the staff, they're really good. Everything is above satisfactory, you know, and well above satisfactory. I mean, we're not even at a 3.0 at all on anything. So, you know, I really, considering that you have, as the one person said, all these different personalities that you deal with on a daily basis, which, in my opinion, is still a very good thing that there are lots of personalities.
Yes.
Because, you know, that makes for interesting and eye-opening ideas sometimes from one corner or another corner. But yeah, I couldn't think that we could hire anybody that would do better than what Pearl does. She's a very dedicated person. Okay, Julie?
I think I really agree with everybody, you know, else and what they've said. You do a very, very good job. You, the agency, you know, the finances, the grants, the structure of it is very complicated, and you keep it very well organized. You're on top of, you know, all that financial stuff, which boggles my mind. but it's, you're always together. You get, you know, the state plan. You have all those things very well written, very organized, very very well thought out. So I appreciate, you know, and the organization, you know, like when I had my email catastrophe, were very prompt in getting me the information that I needed. I guess my only thing is I'm a little concerned that the staff, and I, from my perspective, I don't feel that there's any sort of lack of communication from my end. But the survey is reflecting that the staff feels that there is. I mean, whether in actuality it is or it isn't is kind of a perspective, I guess. But I would like to see, you know, I don't know, maybe some new methods, maybe some way for them, a memo, you know, that updates them on all the ways that, you know, they can communicate. Maybe people need to have some training on communication and assertiveness. I'm not sure. So that they feel more empowered to communicate. Because I think the option is there. I think maybe that people are just not utilizing it. So that would be my only suggestion for overall agency improvement. But the client aspects, I think we have excellent results, and that's the bottom line. So I'm very pleased.
Thank you.
Daryl?
I'm just very impressed. I mean, and it kind of goes back to what I said earlier, and Jim kind of mentioned it. You know, I like Dr. Nyman a lot. I'm not, you know, gonna, you know, bash him or anything, but there is just seems to be a more open dialogue here with both consumer groups, and the fact that counselors attend both ACB and NFB conventions at some points is awesome. And I just think that you always, Pearl, you always listen to what's going on and have a good grasp of, you know, what's going on. You do a wonderful job, and we're glad you didn't go to Iowa.
Yes, and
nothing against Iowa, but we're glad you're here. The only thing that's disconcerting, and that's nothing to do with you, is the number of people that did not complete the survey.
Right.
But I know that's happening. I know Jim and I visited the thing about making it mandatory again, but I don't think you can legally do that. The more I think about that, so I guess, you know, it's probably, you know, when you look at who responded and or and their comments, it was pretty much probably of what you get if you had all 51 people do it. So
I would guess the averages would not be much different.
Probably not.
And could I make one point? I did hear with regard to that last point, Daryl. I know there were some people I just kind of heard, can't point at folks,
no.
but there were some folks who just clearly had too much on their plate this year, and all of a sudden the time was over and they hadn't gotten it done. Mm-hmm. There were also other people who really do not like this sort of thing, do not think it's appropriate, and almost were more likely to not do it this year because the board made such a big point about possibly making it mandatory. It's, you know, kind of like, they're not going to tell me, I have to. So there was a little bit of that. But and then I guess finally, I think 14 out of about 50 is actually a very high percentage of on a survey. And so I think that that that's not a bad thing.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, as a teacher, I get in that little pouty mood sometime too. You do. You don't want to be told.
It's human nature to.
Yeah.
So.
And if it was mandatory to do it, I can tell you that I would do it, but it would just go, you know, kind of like middle of the road down, and I wouldn't give it much thought because it would just be, oh, I got one more thing I have to get done.
Right.
If I want answers to these questions, I want thoughtful answers.
Yeah.
And I really felt like we got lots and lots of comments. I really felt comments. Like we got more comments this year than we ever have gotten. And mm-hmm. I'm more interested in that aspect of it than I am the needs improvement or the mm-hmm. whatever. You know, those are just things that, in my mind, I think, well, we need to, you know, make sure this isn't, you know, getting worse and worse and worse. You know, I don't anticipate, but by the same token, you know, we need to look at those. But
this is what, Pearl, did you say it was 40 that it responded? Or
14. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
Yeah, it was 14 people, although some of the questions, the top 10 questions that were all about Pearl, those were answered by 14 people. Some of the questions in the rest of it were not answered by, there was only 13 people that answered some of the other ones. So it's interesting to me. And I would rather have somebody, you know, answer the questions they wanted to answer and not answer them all and take the time to do it if they had something to tell us. So
right.
But I hear accordingly that I don't think that overall that the board has big complaints with you, Pearl. Julie, did you have something else you'd like to say?
Just about the survey. I think maybe next year we need to give them more time and send out reminder notices.
Right.
That's a good idea, because at the end, I think there were, when it got to be about 4 o'clock on the last day, mm-hmm. I forget if Kathy said something or Nancy, or what, somebody,
Julie.
Yeah. And so Julie did, so I sent a quick note, and amazingly, I was surprised.
It jumped from about 10 to 14.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, and so that might mm-hmm. very well have been the case that they were too busy.
More time and have reminders. And that one I know for sure, Bill Brown happened to be in my office. He's our business manager at that point, and he said, oh, yeah, I forgot all about that. So I know he was one of the three, and so I'm sure, you know, and a lot of times at the end of the day, people are working on their paperwork or they're just coming back from appointments, so they aren't necessarily, it's not they leave early, they don't get to do that. But, you know, I was amazed we got three more.
Yeah, so that, I think, is a good thing. So,
yeah.
I guess I'm going to, at this point, to cut to the chase. Do I hear a motion to rehire Pearl?
So move.
Second.
Okay, I need to do a roll call. We'll start with Carol this time.
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Daryl?
Yes.
And I will make it unanimous.
Right.
You are rehired. Now we need to, I think it would be helpful to me in writing my evaluation that we did give her an average of where we think she stands, you know, on the basis of what those, for whatever reason, the first, which is a 5, I don't remember what that one is. The 4 is above average.
Right.
3 is satisfactory. 2 is needs improvement. And 1 is
unacceptable.
I don't
5
know.
Is outstanding.
Outstanding. I don't know why that word eluded me, but it did. Okay, so I think it would be helpful in me writing the evaluation and for Pearl's records also, because I need to submit that to her. So you guys want to discuss, or do you have ideas on where we went to? I know where I would like to put her, but what do you guys
You mean an overall score?
Yeah, an overall, you know, a 5, a 4, a 3, or anywhere in between, a 1.1 or whatever, you know.
I'm going to take a break now.
Yeah, if it's 1.1, she's out the door. That's it.
Well,
yeah.
We already voted that we hired her. So I'm just using that as an example because I don't want to sway people into what they think should be the final score. But as I recall, there was a place on the evaluation form that I was that I need to do.
I would say
pretty hard to say else. Probably five would imply a perfection.
I'm going to say four.
Five. I agree with Carol.
Okay, I was going to say about 4.5, but...
The perfection thing, you know.
Yeah, nobody's perfect except me, and I'm not even saying
I had a teacher once that, you know, she said, absolutely nobody is perfect. We always have room for improvement, mm-hmm. and I really think that's a true thing. So I, you know, do you want to do a four or more than a four?
Are we doing this individually?
Oh, sorry, I was just keeping
track. I think we'll have everybody say where they'd like to put her, and then...
Do you
want to
stick to
like
whole numbers,
yeah.
like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or get like
decimals?
You can do decimals. You can do decimals, because I feel like...
4.32987.
Yeah, how about 4.3 repeating?
Well, you said decimals, you know.
You guys.
I would really say 4.3.
4.3. Okay, Julie, do you have an idea?
4... Just a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like decimals, I'm sorry.
4.6.
I'll go with that. No, I like that.
We can average.
Okay, I guess I was going to go with the 4.5. Jim, if you choose not to do it, you don't have
No, I just don't. I don't like decimals, but...
Well, then you don't have to do that.
I'm not going to. Yeah, I will. Yeah, I'm a straight list around here.
Okay.
Four.
Okay, Carol?
4.3.
Yeah. Does anybody have a calculator?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Well, 4.6 times 2 plus times 4.
21.
Okay, wait a minute. Yeah.
It's 4.
That's 4.3 plus
4.6. 4.
4.5.
4.42, I believe.
4.42.
Oh, did I do that right? No, 4.3.
Well, they're all... Okay, wait a minute.
It was 2 4 6s, a 4 3, and a...
We had a 6, four. A 3, a 5, and a 0, and a 3.
Yeah.
It adds to 21.7.
You divide that by 5?
17 divided by 5, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, 4.5.
That's right.
4.3.
Is that
yeah.
I'm still trying to do it in my head.
Oh, Lord, you're
4.
Sure.
4.33.
That
4.
Sounds
4.
Pretty
good. All right.
4.32. Okay, so 3, 2. That helps me out a lot, because I said I'm the one who has to do the evaluation for. And the next chairman will have that job next year.
Yeah, I'm sure gonna miss
okay,
that.
Now. So now we need to know how much... I wonder, are we just going to stick by that number? Do I need to do a roll call? I'm really confused on this point.
I don't think you need
okay.
to.
Okay.
You had agreed to average.
Right. Okay. So now we need to know what percentage her increase in pay will be. So I will entertain.
Well, I would like to know if anybody... Kathy, if you know what the cost of living increase was, what percentage?
I'm not sure. I know all state employees are going to be getting a raise in, July?
Right, July 1, and I think it's 2.5. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah.
2.5.
Okay. So now does that give you guys a clue as to where you...
So do you get a 2.5 raise then?
I get whatever whatever this board decides. Typically, in years past, the board, I think almost every year, maybe with some exceptions, but I've been director for 11 years now, they have granted me a greater percentage than the staff because of wanting to increase where the director is, not me personally, but so that one day when I do retire or move on, that there would be a higher level. The rate that I went into the director position at was comparable to what other agencies pay basic supervisors. And so there was a real effort to be raising the level of the director. But that's entirely you know, if you think whatever amount you want to determine is just perfect.
So what you're saying then is if we voted for a 0% raise, mm-hmm. which we're not, that means you wouldn't get, you're not considered, I mean, you are a state employee, but we determine.
You wouldn't determine, get cost?
I serve at your pleasure.
Oh, so you
whatever raise you decide on is what I will get.
Oh, really?
See, I thought you got cost of living, too.
No.
Oh, we had to talk to the governor about that. What's his phone number?
I guess I should have.
No, he appointed you to do that job.
Oh. All right. No, he didn't appoint us to change the law.
Okay,
that is
so
interesting.
You guys, we've all said nice things about Pearl, so.
Mm-hmm.
Put your money where your mouth.
It's the state of Nebraska's
you put your
money. Yeah, it's the state of Nebraska's money.
Powerball tickets. Let's see.
Well, you know, there are so many things to consider.
Does anybody remember what percentage we did last year?
It was 4, wasn't it?
4%. Yes, I believe it was 4.
It was 4% last year.
Yeah, I remember that.
I would make a motion to do the 4% raise again, given that, you know, naturally I would like to go higher, but, you know, I mean, I know there are budget restraints and so forth. The 4% raise would be something that maybe we could work with.
Anybody else?
I'm flexible.
I guess I was thinking more in the neighborhood of 3, because I think we need to be mindful of the current state of the economy and the money and how we spend it. And although, you know, I'm in favor, Pearl, I think you deserve that, but I think we need to be very conservative with how we spend the money. It's, I don't know.
I guess the point where I'm coming from is probably smack in the middle of where Daryl and Julie are. I'm thinking 3.5%. Because Pearl, at least for me, has answered questions on weekends and evenings. She does things that pertain to the commission. Pretty much 24/7. I mean, I know she takes time out to sleep, but she does, you know, answer questions very quickly. She does a lot of extra time that she doesn't get paid for. So, in my mind, the only reason I'm downgrading from what Daryl said is because of the economic times, but and mindful that we need money for the consumers. That's why I would. You know, but I still think, you know, gotta think about what each person does, and so I'm thinking 3.5.
I will make a motion for 3.5.
Okay, before I accept that motion, Carol or Jim, do you have something to say?
I was thinking more along the lines of 3, for the reasons Julie specified.
Okay, Carol?
not really sure, honestly. I try to think, you know, like dollar amounts in my head, and I don't have a clue of what like anybody makes.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't really know. I'd probably go along with whatever.
So
I know I'm really helpful.
Okay, so we have 2 people with 3, one with 4, and one with 3.5.
I'm withdrawing my 4.
Okay, would you like to change it to something?
3.5.
Okay, do the 3 people, do you like 3.5, or are you just going to stick to the 3, or should we compromise in between and do...
Make it really complicated.
Yeah,
3.5. I'm fine with the 3.5.
Okay.
That's fine with
so
me.
That's 3 of us that are... So, what do you think, Julie?
I think 3.5 is doable. Yeah, we can do that.
Jim?
I can live with it.
Okay.
I'd rather it be 3, but I can live with it, just because of the reasons Julie specified earlier.
Okay.
Nothing against Pearl, but...
Yeah. Yeah, we all said complimentary mm-hmm. things. Okay. Now, is that something that I need to...
Yes, you need,
okay, so
you need a motion.
All right.
I'll move. We have give Pearl a 3.5% increase.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. I'll do a roll call. Daryl?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
And I agree, so it's a unanimous vote. You will be getting a 3.5% raise.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I don't think there's anything more that we need to do on this topic, and I may be wrong, but if anybody knows of anything else we need to do, please let me know now, or otherwise we're going to move on to the next.
We did it. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations
for you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Made it through.
I don't know what time it is. Somebody know what time it is?
11:35.
11:35. Okay, we will move right along. And since we've already did a public comment time, unless somebody really has something pressing, I think we'll move on to the report from the chair. Any person wanting to make a public comment? Okay, we are going to move on to the report from the chair, I guess, which is me. I have three things to bring up, and one of them something that was more unusual this time that I've seen before. We had some complaints from some consumers that were have been working for a while at a place called Outlook Nebraska and had some complaints about their employment there. And the reason the board is involved is because consumers, commission people have placed people to work there, and consumers are able to come to this board at any time with complaints, and so we had several. And so we made a decision of the board as a whole, and several people had to make all kinds of arrangements so they were able to do this. We were invited by the management to come take a tour. There were concerns about safety issues there. There were concerns about blind people and how they were treated. So we went and did the tour, and we talked to management at length. And I will speak for myself from this point on that some of my questions were answered. Some of them were not. I feel like there probably is room for more improvement there. I think some improvements already have been made, but I think there is certainly room for more. I feel like, you know, that we need to, you know, be mindful of this. Pearl did go with us. Kathy Stevens did go with us. Nancy Floral from the Omaha office went also. And I think Nancy Floral is keeping eyes on what is going on, and she indicated some of the things we visited at length about things as they were there, and I think it's someplace that we'll need to keep an eye on, and I'm hoping that, you know, possibly by November that we can take some time and hear from Nancy Floral about how things are progressing at Outlook Nebraska, and asking, you know, her some questions, and if need be, you know, someplace down the road, maybe another visit to and talking to management. But management did indicate that he's going to form a council that will be made up of the blind workers, sighted workers, and managements to iron out problems. I think that's a step in the right direction, because you can't handle problems if you don't know what it is, or you're not listening to the what people have to say. So, like I said, I'm speaking on my behalf as far as what I observed. You know, a lot more could be said. I'm not going to do that, but just the matter of fact, because that was one of the things that the board did, and I think it was good for all of us to do that, because, you know, hearing one side of the story is one thing, but you need to hear from all parties concerned. Also, I had the opportunity to listen in to an RSA conference call that was about the new stimulus package. There were actually two phone calls that day. I missed the first one, but I did listen in on the second one. The discussion from the RSA had me in some points a little bit confused and whatever, partly because of terminology and stuff, but the questions that were asked from the people, like Pearl, and I'm assuming Carlos and Bob were probably in on that phone call also. Pearl actually had the first question that day, so she asked about the funds, if there were states that didn't meet the qualifications, if those funds would be available for the other states to see if they could get them from the federal government, and that was a good question. We can always use more money.
Right.
So that was, you know, but it was an interesting phone call, and the questions helped me understand more about, you know, how things are and what is expected of us and how we can get the money and how we can use the money and what is expected from us and so forth. So that was a very interesting thing. And the third thing I'm going to bring up is the network call that we do usually every other month. In this particular case, we will have another phone call on May 4th because you know, everybody was still a little bit up in the air about the stimulus funds and so forth. And so at that last meeting, we did a lot of talking about that and what would be expected, and these network calls. I really kind of am up in, I like the idea of those because I think we can learn from each other. The unfortunate part is that sometimes we don't get, we generally get somebody from Minnesota and Virginia and Nebraska. I can't think if there's anybody.
Those are the only that consistently
come to our participate in the conference call. This time we had Illinois, Alaska,
Michigan.
Yeah, that's right. And to me, it's helpful because you learn from each other. But when it's, you know, if it continues just to be the same people, then it's a little bit, you know, because we pretty much know from each other. So. I think, you know, there is things that we could learn from that and do learn from it, but, you know, it's part of its participation, and of course that's, you know, on your own time and so forth, so it's, you know, you can understand why some people probably don't participate as much. But
it's this Monday, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was one of the reasons, because they thought everybody might know a little bit more about what they're doing, because interesting, you know, like Alaska wasn't real sure if they were going to get the funds or not because of what their governor is doing, and you know, it's and as one of the people said, you know, well, you know, that's sad for Alaska, but by the same token, you know, perhaps that gives us more a chance at more money. But anyway, it is it can be a very worthwhile phone call if people choose to participate. So right now it's an ongoing thing. So those are the comments that I have, and I will yield the rest of my time, and I think we will go to the report from the executive director.
Okay. I'm just going to give some highlights, and then my full report will be in the minutes, which is will be posted online, and also if anybody is interested in having the full report and the full minutes but can't get to the online application, just let any of our offices know, because we can definitely get them out to you in print or tape or, you know, however you would like to have them. Just want to reinforce that for everyone. It's been very busy. It's always busy, but I think even more so this past quarter with working on the state plan. We'll talk more about that later. The stimulus funds, we'll go into a little more detail later, but we, vocational rehabilitation and the rehab grant do have a part of the stimulus funds that the president signed. And so we've been doing a lot of meetings and discussions and working on what is it that we get and how are we going to spend those, and even maybe even most importantly, how we're going to report all that and track all that, because you know, the government wants to make sure that the stimulus funds that go to public agencies like us really are spent appropriately and responsibly. So that's been exciting to work on all of that. In the last quarter, we've received 200, Carlos, help me, the amount of Social Security reimbursement funds.
$227,000.
That's what Social Security pays the agency back when we invest in a client over time, and then that client gets a good job and gets off of Social Security. Social Security Administration pays the agency for everything we can document that we spent on that specific person. So that speaks to good work of counselors, good work on the part of clients to set their goals for good jobs, and also the good work that Carlos and Dottie Wilmot do in tracking all the detail of how we invest in people. So that's exciting. Our both in the field and the center have been very active with lots of different kinds of things. Employment workshops, which incidentally, since the Lincoln and Omaha workshop, 10 people that attended those have actually gotten jobs. Now, some of them are not their end goal job, but they're a job that will help them establish a working record and develop their resume and so on. So that's really great results from those workshops. Let's see, the center, that's where we really specifically track the proportion of people who complete the center who achieve their employment goals, and that's just under 90% currently. Jobs people have gotten in the past quarter have ranged everything from daycare worker to telephone,
customer service?
Customer service, thank you. To chemistry instructor. And so lots of really interesting, I think tractor trailer repair was another one. Lots of interesting jobs folks are getting. And let's see. I had actually my report, and it was on this computer and kept freezing up, and so I finally gave up and turned the thing off, but I just thought I'd give you the highlights. Let me think if there's anything else. We've really been working in every office and every district on client services. We've had some training on brain injury, and that's a really complicated issue, and many people who become blind, it is as a result of some kind of trauma that also brought with it brain injury. And so, in fact, sometimes we will have a client that we think is just not responding and not interested and maybe kind of a lazy person. And in fact, if brain injury is involved, that can actually be a function of that disability. And so we've been educating ourselves and our staff about brain injury, about how to work with and around those issues. And so I think that's been very good. We'll be having more specific on that in the future, because if that's only going to increase the number of people that have that problem. Also, we're coordinating with the General Voc Rehab Agency on a couple of things. One is called Project Search. It's an entity out of Cincinnati, Ohio, that has this really creative way of developing jobs in hospitals for very, very severely disabled people to do things that you would never think they could do. It's quite a process. And so Voc Rehab and the commission are jointly paying the cost to set up a project search project in Scottsbluff, Kearney, Grand Island, and hopefully a Lincoln hospital. And so we'll have point people involved with each area, as will the rehab agency. And we also have developed a new agreement between us and Voc Rehab as to how our staff work with people with multiple disabilities, so that somebody isn't being bounced back and forth, us saying, no, you have to go to the general agency, and them saying, no, you have some vision impairment, you got to go over to the commission. We want to make sure that doesn't happen. So we had the agreement, but we updated it and refined the language, and then in each office we're doing some training about how that works, what that means, and so on. Also, we just initiated a project, again with Voc Rehab, to work with state personnel and the recruiters for the different agencies to specifically work at increasing the number of people with disabilities that are hired in state government. So that's pretty, I think, a good idea, too. We worked on changing the law that would allow retired teachers, those who are retired due to disability, to be able to work part-time and not lose their benefits. Very proud that passed. The governor signed it. I think it'll be a really good thing for people that were teachers and had to go into disability from their teaching. Let's see. I said I would just do the highlights that, you know, I could keep talking for quite a while, but
yeah,
those really are the main things, and my report, which I think was 7 or 8 pages long, will be with the minutes, and of course I'd welcome questions now or later on any of that.
Okay. I think we'll public comment is next, so if anybody has out there that has questions for either my report or Pearl's report or anything else we've touched or any other thing, this is your time.
Hubert. Sure.
Okay, Hubert.
Pearl, do you feel the staff are sufficiently knowledgeable that the minutes Kathy's taken and the recording of this particular meeting will have the follow-up comments to their responses on the survey, and that those would be the places to go to see what the board had to comment on their comments?
I think some are. I made a note earlier to do a memo to all staff about communication and all the ways people can communicate, and I can reinforce that I could reinforce in that, remind them to read the minutes of this meeting, or if they wanted to listen to it online, they could do that also. Is that your point?
Yes.
So I was thinking in that memo, that'd be a place I could remind them of that.
And they're always free to contact us, too. I
mean, sure.
I think it's, I hope it's general knowledge that at the May meeting we do go over that survey and discuss it.
That they know that the follow-up, your comments then in follow-up to their comments are available to the minutes.
Right, and I think the staff knows that, so whether or not they choose to...
It doesn't hurt to
follow
remind.
Up with that. There.
But I think it has been our policy also to send out the results of the survey to the staff.
That's right. Thank you.
And since the comments that are there are public, they're in the public now because we've gone through all those will all be sent too. So all the staff will, get a copy of what the results were and so forth. And I think that's, that if they have questions, then, they can contact the board or whatever they choose to do about it if they have something else. And there is also, the virtual suggestion box if they want to ask something anonymously to them.
Okay, and I think Shirley, or
yes, it's on employment. I heard you mention about another employer that was having difficulty with the blind.
Yeah.
Okay, now, like I said, there's 11 of us from small towns, and there's one from Norfolk that's driving in. I'm wondering, you know, if we have problems in the future with the our employer, if there's, can we contact Pearl or the board for help on this?
Consumers certainly can contact the board or Pearl at any time. You know, one of the things that, you know, I really didn't mention, but I should have, is that I was pretty proud of these people that were making the complaints. The first thing they did was to contact management. They didn't feel like they, you know, the employer, they didn't feel like they got enough, and they had gone back enough times that they really didn't feel like they were getting satisfaction. But I'm proud of the fact that they did do that, took the initiative, because one of the things the commission really stands for is that we want blind people to be a part of society and the community. And what would normally happen with, if you, a sighted person had, he would go to his employer. If that did not work, he would possibly go to the equal opportunity thing, if, you know, if you were an older person and not getting what you needed or whatever, or, you know, it escapes me all the other offices that you can go to. But these people had done that. They had contacted an advocacy group, too. I'm proud of that fact, because to me that indicates these people are trying to be independent people. But when you're not getting satisfaction or it's not coming soon enough, then it certainly is legitimate to talk to other people. But one of the reasons we are involved with this whole thing is because the commission, you know, had recommended some blind people go to work there and so forth. So that's where our input comes from that. But yeah, but like I said, I'm very proud of those employees for doing what they thought was necessary to make their job right, especially one of the complaints was a safety issue. I really think that's extremely important. Now, we don't want anybody to be unsafe where they work, you know, so.
Well, at this point in time, like I said, they've been very accommodating. You know, we had a it was very cold in there for us to work. Mm-hmm. And so they did get the furnace, all that straightened out, and moved us a couple of times. Mm-hmm. You know, so they have been very accommodating at this point in time. But I, when I heard this, I thought, well, I need to ask the question.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, we admire people that do what it takes to make things right.
May I make a comment on that? I know we're long on time, but that's kind of brings an issue that's always a little bit of a challenge. You know, to what extent should the commission as a state agency weigh in on certain things? And I would really recommend, with a lot of advocacy issues such as that, whether employment in particular, well, but any that relate to advocacy type of things, and you mentioned sidewalks and such, that's where the advocacy organizations of the blind, the NFB and the ACB, they are national entities. They are consumers advocating for improving what it means to be blind, and I think that working with other consumers is just absolutely crucial. For the agency, sometimes, well, this year there was a bill, and I don't know the current status, but it had to do with what surgery and what procedures optometrists could do, which currently only ophthalmologists can do, and the ophthalmologists really had asked us to weigh in on that against the bill, and to kind of keep those things in the realm of ophthalmology. We have to work well with all eye care specialties, and we don't have medical expertise, and so we did not, you know, weigh in on that. There was another time in the past where The right to carry a concealed weapon, and that was, there was a piece of in there that specified preventing a blind person from having a weapon or something. So some people wanted us to, have a come out on that. Well, I'm sorry, it's just not.
It's a safety issue.
And even the coin issue, there are actually quite, not coin, but paper money, identifiable paper money. There's a big difference in consumers themselves in whether they think it should or shouldn't be made accessible. So as an agency, that seemed like not an appropriate thing to have, to weigh in on. But retirement of teachers and disability, that's very specific to employment and, it should be comparable to how Social Security disability is. Why isn't the teacher retirement disability that way so people can work just a little bit of time? Anyway, so I just think that it's important, and it's something that will always be a challenge as an agency to kind of continue to decide which things we, where we weigh in, what we speak out about, and so on. But at the very least, two main things, being in touch with other consumers, and do contact the board, do contact us, and if we're not the, if it's something we don't feel like we really can get involved with, we'll put you in touch with the people we know are in that area that can assist.
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
Thank you.
I appreciate being told because, things happen out of the blue, and you just don't know quite how to, or who to contact, or how to contact, it's...
Yes.
Okay, Carlos?
On an ongoing basis, our staff member also work on educating employers in regards to sensitivity training or technology or blindness in general. So we can always do that too in order to prevent things getting worse.
This is true. Okay, if there aren't any other comments from the public, I think we'll go on. It's getting close to noon, but I'd like to push through some of these old business things. Is that acceptable to the board?
I would prefer we push this through, yeah.
Okay, let's go on with the old business, and I think the first thing is budget.
Yes, I can be brief on this, actually. We're actually doing pretty good with regard to the budget. Our expenditures on case services, what it is that we're paying for people, whether it's the equipment, which those costs are really have gone up, and there's a lot more equipment available for the blind that's great stuff that people really need, so we're investing in those things. And so more equipment, more expensive equipment. We are doing really a lot of, and paying for training and things like that. So we've been kind of warning staff, you're spending a lot of money. But we have had some carryover from our regular grants that has helped to fund those additional costs. And also the reimbursement from Social Security that I mentioned, as that keeps coming in, that helps to support some of the things we're doing. And the whole budget is really supported right now from the additional stimulus funds, which I'll talk more about in a minute. But so in general, folks are doing a good job of investing where we need to invest, but being mindful of, I think all of our staff, they don't waste money, and they think twice before they do things, and I know staff are more likely to, say, work a longer day and get back to the office late so they can see two or three people than having an overnight, where in the olden days we'd be more, counselors would spend overnight you know, a lot and be on the road, and that's more costly. So, and so supervisors and staff flex times so that if you need to work longer hours, then you don't work as much the next day. Or, you know, I think we're really very responsible in management of the budget. So in general, you know, we're spending a lot, but it's resulting in good outcomes, and so far we're doing okay with our budget.
I think that's really good. Julie reminded me of one thing that I neglected. It's my job to connect with the friends of the commission group. I didn't do that this time. I'm assuming the last couple of times that there really wasn't anything that had happened with that group.
I can give you a brief update if you like.
That would be good.
Okay. They do have new officers. The president now is Christine Boone, who used to live and work in Nebraska. She worked for us for many years. She's currently director of the center, the training center in Michigan, at the Michigan Commission for the Blind, but she still loves Nebraska, and so she doesn't come here for the meetings, but she attends by phone. So she's the new president. It really now is just, about four people, and then I'm an ex officio member. They will be meeting in May. They've looked at their bylaws. They're looking to revise it. The biggest thing that the Friends does for the commission right now is they provide basically a cash fund that stays in my locked file cabinet. And when usually it's clients who have some kind of an emergency that they need some cash for, some medication or something that they just voc rehab can't pay for, the client either can't pay for it right then or can't pay for it at all. And so they come upstairs and I give them $30 or $6 or whatever. And so it's very small amounts, but it's a huge help to enable people to, you know, do the things they need to do. And really right now that's all they're doing. Okay. But there was discussion at their last meeting, you know, what's the point of all this anyway? And I said what I just said to you. It really helps to have those small amounts of money for people. And someday if the Friends becomes a bigger entity, that's fine. But in the meantime, I certainly appreciate that flexibility. So they're continuing to meet.
Well, that's very exciting. I'm glad that, you know, things are moving forward, at least in a small way for them. Mm-hmm. So that's good to know. And I will try to make it a point to be in touch with.
And it reminds me, I'll have to give you Chris Boone's contact information.
Okay, that would be good.
Okay.
All right. Next on the menu, this is my plan. I plan to finish with the old business, and then I think we will break for lunch.
I got to check out yet.
Okay. So the next subject is this update.
There's nothing new to report.
Okay, that's fast.
That was the quickest thing we've done since we started the meeting. I want that to go on public record.
Okay, and if
that there's nothing new to report on the NIS is the Nebraska Information System.
Okay.
Sure, sorry, that was noise.
Okay, yeah, the next subject is the NFE Newsline update, and Jamie did send her usual statement to us.
And we got it a week prior, too, like I suggested. Good job.
No, thank you. Yeah, very much.
Oh, that was
very much.
I will make sure that I send her an email saying that the commissioners really, truly appreciated her doing that.
A week in advance.
Yeah.
Yes, I could kiss her. Oh, that's on public record, Jamie. Don't listen to this.
You're going to have to speak to Jamie about that. Okay.
Just tell me where to go.
The next one is client assistance program.
There are no complaints this time.
Okay,
issues.
Oh, that's two quick things.
And I believe that gets us up to new business, and I think it might be a good idea for us to break right here.
And I'm going to check out.
finish the rest of the agenda.
Madam Chairman?
Yes, Beaver?
Pearl, could you explain for the public Chris Boone's relationship with Nebraska?
Well, Chris Boone used to work. She lived in Nebraska. She went to the university, or went to Creighton Law School, and is an attorney. She worked for us in a number of capacities, one of which was director of the training center, but also as a teacher and counselor. And currently her son attends the university at Lincoln.
I was just thinking the fact that it's been so many years that mm-hmm. a lot of the folks in the room may not have
right.
known
right.
who
and she, right. she is a blind woman and is active. I'm sorry, Nancy.
Well, I just was going to say that, you know, she used to be Chris Roberts.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She got married, and she married another counselor at the center at the time. I don't know
yes.
if they were married before they left Nebraska. Not
yes, they were.
Mm-hmm. Doug Boone.
Right.
Oh, okay, so that leaves us down, if I'm reading the agenda correctly, down to new business. So I think we will adjourn for lunch.
Right.
We have 45 minutes this time. Everybody is on their own, and we will see you back here at, let's see, about, what, 10 till 1? Does that sound good to people?
Yeah, what's everybody doing for lunch?
That sounds good.
Jim's buying lunch.
Oh, that's generous,
Where are you
Jim.
Taking
us? You should stop the recording.
I can do